Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing as good as I look.
Oh, okay. You're doing fantastic then.
Thank you very much.
And what's on the shirt, actually? I've been trying to figure it out for a while.
It's a little bit of grease. I just got off work.
Okay.
And some plastic over here.
I was going to like lap that up for you.
And I had some yogurt for lunch.
No, what is the thing on there? The
AC.
Okay.
AC?
Still lost.
His name is Eric and his last name is Clapton.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise known as EC.
Got it.
And in the 60s, he was known as God.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
He probably saw God in the 60s on all the different things he was on.
He was a heroin addict.
Absolutely. That's... Why wouldn't you be in the 60s?
No, it was in the 70s he was a heroin addict.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's when heroin was huge. I'm just reading the Keith Richards autobiography. What a great story that is. Another heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And heroin was big in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And it's
who was your heroine in the 70s?
Wonder Woman.
There you go.
Linda.
Was that 70s?
I think so.
Or was it 80s?
Might have been early 80s.
I can't remember, but yeah. Linda.
Not Blair.
Evans? No. Linda. What was her name?
Sorry, it's not coming to me.
I can't remember either. Maybe somebody will call into the show and let us know.
Because she's in the Keith Richards book. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that I brought that up.
Yeah. Hey, did you know what time it is?
No, but we're on our way to whatever we're doing.
It's 4:20.
That's right. And time for the news on the Jabbercast.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, and in the news, Mike Catherwood, he's the first one kicked off the Dancing with the Stars. Who is that? Do you even know? Do you know?
No, okay. What is Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. It's that dance thing that's on TV. I don't watch it, but I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Sugar Ray Leonard's on it.
Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
I bet you he can dance.
And I'm sure he can. Can dance in the ring. Can dance out of the ring.
It's dancing days.
There's a few big people on this one. I can't remember who they are, but I was thinking that they should have some really cool people on there, like Mickey Rourke. That would be cool. I'd watch Dancing with the Stars if Mickey Rourke was on.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, Dancing
Seriously.
With the Stars. Oh, yeah. And who else would you say? Lemmy. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah,
that would be a cool Dancing with the Stars.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy, sure. Ozzy, he can't talk, let alone dance.
He can talk.
I don't know, though. He was in the Lemmy movie, and that was just 2010, and he was pretty rough.
You do a good impersonation of Ozzy.
But he doesn't do that anymore, so I can't.
Well, that's a bummer.
Oh, you cute.
Yeah, that's it.
Then again, that sounds like Lemmy, only a little more raspier. He's a little difficult to understand, too.
Yeah, I just saw him on that rock show.
What rock show?
With Eddie Trunk.
Oh.
You know the show I'm talking about. It's a TV show, and there's two other guys with him, and they get guests on. Uh-huh. It's a heavy...
I don't get to see that.
Leaning towards metal.
That's not on regular TV of any kind.
Well, no, I guess it's on satellite.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't have cable here either?
I have nothing. Well, I got some cable.
He's laying some cable.
Whoa.
Mike Catherwood. No, who is Mike Catherwood?
I'm not sure who he is or what he's from or whatever.
Is that why he was kicked off?
Probably.
Who the heck are you?
Yeah,
how'd you get on the show?
Let him go first because we don't even know who the dude is. Oh, my other piece of news is it was just something that I found kind of... It's kind of interesting sometimes when you hear things that about... celebrities that you don't know, like I thought it was pretty cool when Adam Sandler, he sings the Hanukkah song and he mentioned all the different Jewish people and some of them you don't even realize that were Jewish, and it's like kind of neat. And this just happened to have it was about something more important, celebrities battling diabetes on a daily basis, but it was just interesting to find, you know, some of the people that have diabetes. And one, I think I knew this, that Bret Michaels had diabetes.
Yeah
Because that was, he's come out. He came out.
Actually, two people that I know just within the last year are diagnosed with diabetes.
Diagnosed with, it was an adult onset type thing?
Adult onset, yeah. Mark Dana.
Yeah. Well, we know why he has it. And who's the other person?
Brian Mayhew, a friend of mine from Bellevue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are their diets good? Or Brian's at least?
Brian, I think, drinks too much.
Yeah. Yeah, there's things that cause that. And then they wonder why they get, you're just supposed to get it when you're old. Well, no, it doesn't happen that way.
Your pancreas or whatever creates insulin says no more, right?
Well, sure, that's what really happens. But it's, a lot of that can be controlled with diet.
What about exercise?
Diet and exercise, yeah, absolutely.
Exercise can prevent the onset of adult...
exercise makes you healthy. So, absolutely. Patti LaBelle has diabetes.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
My Lyft truck driver sang with her at the Casino Windsor. I told you that story.
Did you?
Yeah. She was there, and he was just at the casino, and some guy walked up to him and says, excuse me, sir, Patti LaBelle's playing right now. I got two extra tickets. Do you want to go in? They're really good seats.
Okay.
He's with his wife. They just went out for dinner.
Right.
So they go in, they sit down, like they're fifth row on the aisle.
Wow.
And all of a sudden she asks, any available men just want to come up on the stage? Tino gets up there, says, yeah, okay. And he was up there with two other guys, but the two other guys were plants. And the one guy's dancing like a pro, and the other guy's singing like a pro. And he's up there. He's the stooge.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Singing Boulou, Boulou, Coucher, Avec moi, ce soir, that tune.
Okay, yeah. Getting you French for that, boy.
And he's Italian, Tonino.
I know who you mean, though. It's the guy that used to have the long, curly hair.
Used to have long hair. Yeah, he's a rocker.
Looked like
dude.
A rock and roll singer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool story, actually.
15 minutes of fame.
Did I tell you when I got up on the stage with Kiss?
Yes.
That was saving for another show.
Okay.
Well, I got up on the stage and kissed somebody, but I mean, no. Nick Jonas. He's obviously one of the Jonas Brothers, I would imagine.
I'd imagine.
I don't know much about it. Nikki Lang, isn't she a triple X star? Sounds like one of those.
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter.
What's his name? Mutt.
19 has had diabetes since she was 10. That's pretty wild stuff, especially when you are totally dependent on insulin. That's craziness.
Oh, that deal. Yeah, that's when you're just done. No matter, no amount of pills are going to...
That's right, yeah. Diet, nothing will change that. It's just shot.
So you have to give yourself
insulin. Yeah, my buddy gives himself insulin four times a day.
Four times a day. Mm-hmm. Oh, every day, obviously.
Every day. Yeah. Well, not Saturday, Sunday, but you take a day off.
Quit it.
No, he does like every day. Oh, yeah, man, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
I have so much pictures and video of him jabbing himself with needles. It's hilarious. Very funny, actually.
It's funny, but it's not funny for him. I mean, that's got to be...
No, it's a serious thing, obviously, but I mean, you know, he has no choice, and he's had it since he was a kid, so he has no choice to make light of it. I think, you know, at that point, I think you need to. Otherwise, it becomes something worse than it is for you, I guess, you know. Anyway, into today's show topic. Oh, do you have some news?
Well, I was just going to say, they called an election since the last show in Canada here. What?
Did they?
Yeah, I know. It's brutal. You listen to the news and the first half of the news show is...
Oh, that's exciting. Ours wasn't.
Decision Canada.
Yeah.
Who freaking cares? I don't even know why they went and did that. Like, the Conservatives are so far ahead. Like, there's no ever catching them. Brutal. What a waste of taxpayer money. The fourth election in 7 years. Anyway. We should have a magazine... Dedicated to politics.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we should have a magazine show.
No, we should have a magazine dedicated to
politics. Jabbercast magazine. That'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Flying off the shelves.
Yeah, today's show is on magazines.
One of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
When the dog bites. When the bee stings.
When I'm feeling
down.
Sad? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is it sad? I don't
know. Yeah.
And I'm feeling sad. There's a metal version of that, isn't it?
I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
It'd have to be sad.
Well, there's, I don't know who all does it, but I know Me First and the Gimme Gimmes do it.
Oh,
it's awesome. Punk.
Anyway, magazines.
Yeah, let's talk about magazines.
What was the first magazine you ever subscribed to?
Oh, boy. First one I ever subscribed to.
You were so, like, I love this magazine. I don't ever want to miss another issue. And if I subscribe, I get it for cheaper. And I'm young, and I don't really have a lot of money, so I'm going to subscribe.
I'd have to say I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Okay, then what was a magazine you know you got regularly? What's the first one you know that you got regularly?
The first one I remember getting regularly?
Yeah. Oh, like you would go to the store.
As far back as I remember having a subscription was my Macworld, or what is it? Was it Macworld magazine?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just got into the Mac a few years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you used to.
Actually, it's been a little longer than we think. I think it's been about 5 or 6 years. But yeah, that's when that's all I remember. Mac.
No, you've been in more than that. But anyway.
Have I been?
Yeah, for sure. OS 10 was out in 2001, I think. Maybe.
Was it?
Yeah. You might have got it in 2002. I'm not sure. Yeah. But when you were a kid, you used to read some magazines, did you not?
Oh, a lot of comic books. And some of the magazines were Mad.
Mad. That's what I was trying to get out of you.
I didn't have a subscription. But yeah, Mad Magazine, Cracked.
Offshoot.
Offshoot, yeah.
Same publisher.
And the other one that really comes to mind was Famous Monsters.
Famous Monsters?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
I think me and my brother and I were religious to that.
And as far as comic books, what was your most... Who was your favorite comic book character?
Do you remember this at all, Monsters?
No, I do.
Famous Monsters? Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was more, had like all movie stuff in it. Monster movies, okay. Characters and stuff like
all
that.
All right.
Lon Chaney and all that kind of stuff. what were you saying about...
I was going to say, who was your favorite comic book character?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think I was into like Captain America and Superman and, you know.
Good guys.
That kind of stuff, I guess. Yeah.
I was a big Hulk guy.
Hulk, for sure, and Hulk TV show.
Yeah, because he would do bad things, but now you can tell he had a good heart, but yet he was monsterish.
Right, right.
Like, you know, he was ghoulish or whatever that.
Yeah, Hulk was cool. I'm trying to think of what else back then. Did I say Spider-Man?
Spider-Man cool. I was into that too.
That was big, man. I used to have a Spider-Man doll.
Spider-Man doll?
Yeah. Did you ever have any of those G.I. Joe and all that stuff?
I had a G.I. Joe for
sure. G.I. Joe, Action Jackson.
Action Jackson,
had Spider-Man, mm-hmm. Had Batman, Superman, all that stuff. Brings back some old memories.
And that's interesting because Jeff, or Big JD, does not have many memories.
No. Sometimes they're triggered, though, by things.
By just saying the words.
Like, yeah. And then you remember something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know I had them, but I don't really remember much about, like, you know what I mean? Remember things I did with them and stuff. I obviously played with them for hours.
In the clay. You made stuff with clay.
Did make stuff with clay. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, we said something about that on the show, about you and your clay days.
Though they tore up the road in front of my house, and it was pretty deep, and there was a lot of clay. And we could make stuff out of it. It would harden, like, you know, like rock. So we'd make like airplanes and stuff out of them, the biplanes and everything, like these big things, and they'd last for almost forever.
Virtually forever.
Yeah, virtually.
And that was before the days of computers.
Long before that stuff. Mad Magazine, Cracked, and those were kind of a mix between like a comics and sort of real stuff.
Well, there was Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, that was awesome. And some of these things books offshot of those too, because there's a spy versus spy book.
Yes,
that came out
more than one. I'm going to say.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
And and of course, there's Alfred E. Newman.
And a
TV show, Spy versus Spy.
No, there was a TV show, the Mad TV.
Oh, okay,
not the later one with all the real people, but the cartoon and everything. Yeah.
I wonder how they got that. Actually.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, so there's things that came out regularly, like. You know, the comic books and all that stuff. I remember going to the store, like, I don't remember very well, but I know I used to go to the store and get comic books all the time. And I really used to dig the stuff in the back that you could order, spy glasses and x-ray glasses,
sure.
Army men.
And that was the days that stuff wasn't made in China. It was kind of...
I think it was probably all from the U.S., yeah.
Well, I don't know about U.S. I might have been Japan. I'm not sure, but...
When you I don't know if you could buy anything in Japan anymore, but you buy things in Japan was good. China is junk.
Yes, comparatively speaking, but people always thought the Japan stuff was junk, but it really wasn't. I mean, at the beginning, right after the
later
war.
On, it's when you realize that Japan was, you know, they're the ones to buy technology stuff from, is Sony and Samsung and whatever they all. Where was Samsung from?
Korea.
Was it?
It is.
Or is still?
And it wasn't around back in those days, is what I'm saying.
No, it came on later, but I mean,
like Hitachi.
What was all around at the time? Hitachi.
Yeah.
That was back then too?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was old. Marantz was American?
Marantz is American, yeah. But now all that stuff, that's still made in Japan, I think.
But the point is, anyway, that Japanese stuff is good.
Yeah, I used to have a Takamine Les Paul.
Oh, yeah?
It was a great guitar. It was blue, flaming, a flame blue, like a burst blue.
Mm-hmm.
Great guitar. I should have never gotten rid of it. And I remember trading it in for a Strat at Leone's. Guy took total advantage of me. I think I already told the story on this show.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I think he gave me like $180 for it. I remember like 5 years after that seeing a very similar guitar.
And that's a Japanese thing?
It's a Japanese Les Paul. It weighed a lot. It was like heavy, really nice wood, very well built. But it wasn't a Gibson or a Fender. That's what I was thinking. You know, Takamine, right. That's some cheap Japanese thing.
Is it even
thing.
Worth that hundred and some dollars?
No, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I remember, like
Takamine
I said,
is worth some money anyway, aren't they?
Oh, I now. Mean, they to get good, a, no, they're stuff. Really well known for their acoustics.
Mad Dog had a Takamine something or other, didn't he?
He bought...
At least one.
No, I don't think so. I think he bought a lot of... Joe Satriani's Ibanez. He had like two or three Ibanez. Yeah, yeah. Had a Jackson, I think.
I have some recordings of me playing on his Satriani guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he was playing anything, actually. I think he just set it up and I was recording. He had a 4-track recorder I think he got from me.
Yeah.
And we were recording one day and I just recorded a bunch of tunes with that guitar. It's pretty funny. It's kind of neat, though. It made you want to do stuff on it, like special things.
Yep.
And then trading cards, too, came out. Now, did those come out after or before comics? Trading cards for... those certain different things. Oh, I would say after, maybe.
I don't know. Well, there's been trading cards ever since, you know, the beginning of the 20th century.
Right, but so is comic books.
Have they been? I don't know. I don't know the history of comic books.
I don't know. I just know we had them all when we were little. And trading cards were awesome. That's a whole other show, I
That's
think.
Another show.
Collectibles and things. That
exactly.
Nothing we haven't done in the past already. We need to find some new show topics.
Do we?
We've done collectibles and we've probably done magazines. I think we did a show, yeah. It was like books, magazines, and something or other.
Well, maybe. So
now we're breaking them down individually.
When you were a teenager, what kind of magazines were you in, too?
When I was a teen?
Like music?
No, I think that was all porn.
Was it?
At that time? Yeah, probably. I don't remember. I'm going to say when I was a teen, I don't know how much I was into magazines then. I think I used to have a lot of hot rod magazines and bike magazines and stuff. You know what I mean?
I was in the Easy Rider. Easy Rider.
Yeah, Easy Rider was cool. I can't remember what all.
You're always guaranteed that one shot of a boob or something.
Yeah, and
you
always got it. That's all. They always had a centerfold. The chick on the bike. Yeah,
chick on the bike. And she was now that I think about it, she was a biker chick.
She was an Easy Rider.
Something.
Do we subscribe to magazines now?
Well, magazines are going virtual. There's the project, which is Richard Branson's new online, not online, but I think it's strictly iPad, if I'm not mistaken. It's you buy the project app and you get the new one whenever it comes out. Newspapers are going that way a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We got the New York Times is going behind a paywall. They have an iPad app. Wall Street Journal. Then there's the Flipboard, which is a magazine that's just totally dynamic content based on RSS feeds. So you can get, you know, all the news you want, and depending on which feeds you subscribe to, you could get the Easy Mac podcast feed if you wanted to.
Can you get that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Sure. So you could, that would sit in your Flipboard somewhere, you know, depending on.
Oh, okay. That's just something that you can get anything from.
Well, you get each new entry into the blog as it comes up, so it's just a different item on your feed.
That's cool.
Depending how many feeds you subscribe to, the Flipboard can be a very interesting magazine type thing, and it interacts like a magazine. So you flip pages, and new stories comes up just based on your on whatever feed you're subscribed to. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, virtual magazines is cool.
Yeah, but a lot of magazines now, they're hurting because of that very, you know, that a lot of websites are now magazine based. Like if you're just in a browser, like there's a lot of sites that are, you know, they set themselves up to be like magazines.
And then a problem becomes too that, you know, when that happens to paper magazines and they decide to go digital because that's the way everything's going now, and then they can take advantage of selling to people that are using, you know, iPad and the, you know, the various readers that are available. But then you get into piracy because now then people could share everything.
That's true.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
Some more difficult than others, but especially the PDF files and things like that, you find that stuff everywhere.
Yep. There is some DRM in a lot of those PDFs, though.
Is there?
Some? Yeah, well, I'm thinking Macworld magazine, so I'm sure, you know, all the IDG stuff, that's DRM'd. But I'm not sure how other publishers lock their stuff down. You know, they try to keep it hidden behind, you know, certain walls that make it hard for people to get at.
Right.
It's if you are a reader of this magazine normally, and then you decide to rip it and then make it available.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's where the magazine publishers get hurt.
I was reading an article at GlobeMail.com that says, and there you go, GlobeMail.com, not in the Globe Mail paper. Canadians are buying fewer magazines.
Yeah.
Study says, indicates recession-wary Canadians drastically reduced their spending on magazines from earlier in the decade.
Yeah. Do you think of a magazine, if you bought it in a store, as an impulse buy?
And not nowadays, I wouldn't think.
Why not?
If you're going to spend the money now, you're going there to buy, you know, for a reason, or picking something out, or looking through magazines and
right.
making a more sound choice on, you know, even which one out of the genre of magazine you're buying.
Let's say you're walking through Walmart or Target, or even at the grocery store, you know, they have
sometimes
those magazines, you know, that are just sitting there.
Maybe the Enquirer type things. I don't know about a magazine that's going to be $10. Oh, I'm just going to grab this. Women might.
Dang women.
I know some. You know. They'll just grab a magazine and just buy it, no matter how much.
Sure.
It is.
Sure, it's like I say, it's an impulse buy. It's something. It's like a chocolate bar kind of thing. You know, you just get it. Because
I wouldn't.
What, get a chocolate bar or a magazine?
Well, either one, really. But
what if you're walking by a Mrs. Fields unexpectedly?
Then I would absolutely
buy a Mrs. Fields magazine.
I just went to Mrs. Fields for the first time in quite some time.
Oh, is that right?
And yeah, I had a couple of their frosted cookies and coffee, and it was pretty exciting because
your blood sugar shot through the roof.
We used to go there a lot more than I do now,
and you were bouncing off the walls.
Got rather friendly with the manager and her daughter, and so she was really excited, and she texted her daughter, who's now in New York, because I was there. The Canadian was at, you know what I mean? That's what they used to call us. The Canadians are here. And so that was pretty
like
exciting.
The British are coming.
So I told her maybe at some point, I give her a card. I actually told her to give me a call because maybe I'll do an interview on her and Mrs. Fields and the franchise and all that. That would be neat.
Do you mean like on...
On You Talking to Me, .ca.
Which is broadcast on Mondays live at 4:30.
Mondays at 4:30 on 99.1 FM CJAM.
At CJAM.ca.
CJAM.ca if you want to listen all over the world, yeah.
Well, that's who's listening to this show, people all over the world.
Right, so there you go.
There you
CJAM.
Go.
CJAM.ca. Which I'm up for a couple awards, by the way. Want to go to the jammies on Friday?
Jammies? Do you have to wear your jammies?
No, I asked that actually. I did. I don't know if you listened to the interview I did with everybody from CJAM.
No, I didn't.
A couple shows ago, and I actually asked that because for some reason, I was under the assumption that you actually wear your pajamas to it because I'd never been to a Jammies Award ceremony or anything. And they
right.
said, no. Station manager, you know what I was talking about. I said, yeah, actually, wear your jammies. And he goes, he didn't know what I was talking about. And then he clicked in. You're talking about pajamas? No, you don't wear your pajamas there.
Especially if you sleep in a nude.
Well, of course. Well, I wear the cap. Music Mayhem.
Sunday morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I saw your face in a pretty magazine, and you don't even know where you are. What you see? Why do you lie? Do you need to fill us with fear? What on earth you do? Are we used to look up to you? Oh my God, I know too well. Being sweet just doesn't sell if you got.
there you have Jet, Shiny Magazine.
Shiny Magazine. That's a great tune by Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we'll just scoot on over to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And in Tech Talk this week, because the Jabbercast is back.
In black.
And weekly. Thunderbolt technology, which is something cool and new.
Thunderbolt. That's the bolts you put on the new...
No. It's a horse that's racing at the... and here comes Thunderbolt around the outside. new input-output technology lets you connect high-speed peripherals and high-resolution displays.
That's right.
I was thinking, and especially hoping when I thought, it was like...
you're hoping, buddy.
Like HDMI-type cable. It's not the same, right? It's not the shape, same size,
well,
HDMI.
The other end, the actual form factor it's going to take is going to be many things. But as far as Thunderbolt, yes, it'll shoot to HDMI. So Thunderbolt to HDMI. So the other end of your cable can be anything.
Oh, right. I get that. Can you, so on the new computer, there'll be just a Thunderbolt to HDMI for your television or
exactly.
Whatever? Exactly. Okay, but I thought that the actual jack itself, the female end, was like it was the same thing or same shape. That's what they were going with.
No, that's on the...
Because that would be sweet, because you could use that cable. And why wouldn't they use that cable? Because does it matter what they use? You know what I mean?
Well, HDMI is a pretty good standard.
Right. But I mean, it's the capability of HD and audio, so would it, you know, I guess there's the other transfer stuff. Wouldn't it transfer on the same jump?
You get video, audio, power, and data all down the same pipe.
Power, yeah.
So
you take that into consideration.
And there are going to be, right now, Thunderbolt is only available in the...
Japan.
Copper version. So the standard...
Gold, we need gold.
No. Fiber optics. It's going to be a fiber optic cable. So, you know...
And that's going to be Thunderbolt?
Yes.
Well, how can Thunderbolt be one standard and then be another standard?
Because the standard basically says all this stuff can go down the one pipe. So there's got to be a chip on your TV.
Shoulder.
Well, there's got to be a chip in your computer. The source has to have a chip that's going to say, this is going to send data, audio, video, and power.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and whatever the other end is, it can be your FireWire drive, it can be a USB drive, it can be your printer, it can be your board, it can be your TV.
That's just awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool. And what else can we say about it? It's in the new Macs. Is there anything else that even has it right now?
The new MacBook Pros.
Right. MacBook Pros. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
We'll come out in the new iMacs, which should be released anytime soon.
Anytime now.
Thunderbolt Pro will give you plug and play performance with a whole new world of Thunderbolt peripherals whenever those come out. But they got something here that looks pretty cool. What is that even real?
That's Promise hard drives, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a pure Thunderbolt, like it's, you know, Thunderbolt to Thunderbolt.
I wonder how much that interface is right now. 3, 4, 5, 6 bay drive.
It's going to be like a Drobo based.
Yeah, right. Thing. But I wonder how much those are going to be when they first come out.
Probably $800
peripherals. Well, that's not bad, really. I thought maybe this would be like $2,500 or something.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's cool. Thunderbolt. Check it out. You can go to apple.com/MacBook Pro/features.html.
Whoa!
I don't know where else you can find it. Probably somewhere. Just search it on the net.
Just go to jabbercast.com and it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, okay. Maybe they'll talk about it on the Easy Mac podcast, which you can check out at easymacpodcast.com. And the Easy Mac guys are now bringing you the Easy Mac podcast weekly as well. That's very cool.
I think so.
So do I.
I love it.
So do I. Why wouldn't I? And the Jabber quote. And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of magazines, used and new. If you want a subscription to your magazine, you can get it at Steve and Larry's. If you want the old issue of Playboy with Marilyn Monroe on it, they got that one as well. And Life and Time magazines, check it out at StepheandLarry.com.
Stickiness not included.
corner of Wabash and Strabane.
I was just going to say, when you said that, I used to bring all my Mad magazines and Crack magazines downtown to a used bookstore, and then I'd get like the new one. I'd trade in a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
To get
yeah.
whatever I get, and then get yeah. a new one for it. Anyway,
this week's quote.
This week's quote, yeah. Quote brought to us by Stephen Larry, obviously, and from Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, one of my favorite writers.
Isn't he? And the quote is, that's where Time Magazine lives, way out there on the puzzled, masturbating edge, peering through the keyhole and selling what they see to the big world of Chamber of Commerce voyeurs who support the public prints.
Obviously,
that's
he's
a
not,
big mouthful. That is,
yeah, he's not a big fan of large publishing. Obviously, I think that's what he's railing against. There is he not?
Yeah, I that's exactly. So. You could have broke this right down to something a lot smaller.
Well, the Time is huge. I mean, they're a publishing magnate. There was the Time Warner AOL thing. So when Warner bought Time Magazine, that was like a huge thing.
Basically,
it's,
yeah.
It's not like Time or Warner Brothers buying. Quilting Weekly or Quilting Monthly or whatever, you know what I mean? It's Time Magazine. They're huge.
But basically saying that that's where they live, in exploitation.
Exploitation.
And that's all we have time for this week's show. And I promise you that you now, listening to the show, have heard the proper intro at the beginning of the show, because you had the news segment twice at the beginning of the... Still trying to slide into the swing of things here.
Well, the intern you got, he didn't work out very good. So.
No, he's gone.
Gandhi!
So we're good.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody next week. And check out thejabbercast.com. You can email us at...
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
And we'll definitely get a list of up-and-coming show topics on the site. And you can email us if you have any that you'd like us to talk about. And we'll do that very soon.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Why wouldn't you be in the 60s
it was
right
this.
Now? Why wouldn't you be in the 60s
it was
right
this.
Now? Why wouldn't you be in the 60s
it was
right
this.
Now? Why wouldn't you be in the 60s
it was
right
this.
Now? Why wouldn't you be in the 60s
it was
right
this.
Now?